You're holding Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the new Perek HaKosef. The Mishnah says, HaKosef LeIshtoi, if a man writes to his wife, a shtar saying that Dinu Dvorim Ein Li B'Nichsecha, I do not want to have to do anything with your property. Like we learned before, that after Nisuyin, after you marry your wife with Nisuyin, a husband has three rights to his wife's property. First of all, that the property she owns, he has a right, the husband, to Paris. He has a right to plant it, and whatever grows, he eats. Secondly, there's a takana that the wife is not allowed to sell her property, or she can't give it away for a present. It's not chalas if she gives it away, calls the man she's married. And thirdly, there's aloha that when a wife dies, the husband yashins his wife. These are the three things the husband has in his wife's property. So what about now? We'll see in the Gemara we're talking about that b'shas they were narusa. And after they made the kedushin, before they made the nesuyin, the husband wrote to his wife this, saying that dinu dvar mainly b'nesecha, I don't want to have to do with your property. So the Mishnah says the halacha is still that hareza oichol peiros b'chayeha. The husband still has the right to eat the fruits of the property that belongs to his wife, calls the man she's alive. The yemesa, and when his wife dies, yarsha, he also yashins her, he inherits her property. So the Mishnah asks, Imkein is so, loma kosel lo dinu dvar mainly b'nechsecha. What did the husband mean when he wrote in the shtar, he wrote down that I do not want to have to do with your property? Like if he has everything still, what has he given up? So the Mishnah says he's given up that shemochro v'nosna kayim. If she sells her property now, or she gives it away for a present, even though usually after the nesuyin, she's not allowed to sell it anymore, and if she does, the mechir is bottle. But over here, if she sells it or gives away for the present, the mechir of the matana is okay. Because since the husband gave up his rights in the fields, therefore, imoch rabbanos makayim. That's what he's given up. What about kosav lo dinu dvorm ein li b'nechsecho uveperoseihim? Let's say the husband wrote in the shtar to his wife that I'm giving up the rights. I don't want to use your property and the peiros and the fruits that grow out of the property. So then the locher is hareize ein loichel peiros b'chayeho. He's giving up his rights. He's not allowed to eat any more the fruits. It doesn't belong to him. The fruits of a property belong to her. But v'yemesa, if she dies though, yorsha, then he still has a right to yarsha and to inherit her property. Because he only said b'nechsech, which means that she can't sell it. She's allowed to sell it. Reza peruseya means calls the man that she's alive. He does not eat the peris. But the din of Yerusha, that husband still gets. What about now Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that lo'ilom oichal peire peris, even though you're right, you don't want to have to do with peiros, true, you can't eat the fruits of the karka. But the secondary fruits, the peiros, that the husband still could eat. Unless he writes clearly, I'm giving up my rights to eat the fruits, and the fruits of the fruits, ad olam forever. Now exactly what is it called, the fruits, and what's called the fruits of the fruits? This the Gemara will explain later, that the fruits, that's poshid, what grows out of this land. If you have an orchard, and apples, oranges grow out of it, so the oranges, that's called the peiros. Now, let's say there's too many oranges, so you sell the oranges, and you get money. And with this money, you go and buy property. And now from this property again, grows up fruits. That's called peiroseim. So if you told, if the husband only wrote, he doesn't want to have from the peiros, he's only giving up his rights to the peiros. But if she sells them and gets money with it and buys new karka, and that grows up again, then those peiros he does have a right to eat, unless he writes that I don't have to do with your peiros, uber peiros peiroseim ad olam. And the Gemara will explain if you have to say both peiros peiroseim and ad olam also or not, or if only one is enough. That we'll see in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, what about kosav lo, the husband writes to his wife, dinu dvorim ein li b'nechsecho, over peruseim, bechayecho uvemoisecho. The husband writes all this, I don't want to have to do with the fruits that grow out of your property, with the fruits of the fruits, when you're alive and even after you die. I don't want to have to do with your property. So then the Mishnah says, Einachanami, the husband loses all his rights. Einu oicho perus bechayecho. He does not eat the fruits of the property when she's alive. The yemesa, if she dies, einu yorsh, he does not yarshino. He doesn't have to do, he doesn't have nothing from her. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, that in Nesa, if she dies, even though he wrote down to her that I'm giving up my rights to have your property after you die, still he holds when she dies, Yashena, the husband Yashin, takes over her property. Why? I, he made a Tanai, he doesn't want it. You're making a Tanai, you're saying something against what the Torah says. Like Pasha means Midiraiser, Bishim Gamil holds that a husband Yashin's his wife. But the Pasha says, V'yorish Oysa, that a man Yashin's his wife. So since Midiraiser is a Din Yerusha, you have no right to be Masna against what the Torah says. And the cloud is the Mishnah ends up that the Chol HaMasna, Masha Kosar, Batara, Tanai bottle, whoever makes a Tanai, even in Dini Mamnis, what's going against the Torah, the locker is a Tanai is bottle. We don't listen to such a Tanai. So Lamaisa, when you marry your wife, Peshasta Nesuyin, you have these halachas that you Yashina. So therefore, even though you made a Tanai, you wrote to your wife, you don't want a Yashina, it means nothing. Still, you Yashin your wife when she dies. Now the Gemara will explain the whole Mishnah. Mara says, first of all, Tony Rebbe Chia learned that Ha'aymel Yishtoi is not only like our Mishnah says, Ha'kisav Yishtoi, if a husband wrote it down in the Shtar and then gave it over to his wife, but the exact same halachas would apply even by Ha'aymel, if he just tells his wife these things. So Chiddush is, you don't have to bedavka write it down in the Shtar like, even by Mira just saying it, it's enough. Now the Gemara asked the Kashom, V'chikosav Lohochi my heavy. Even if, like our Mishnah says, that the husband writes it down on the shtar and gives it over to his wife, the Gemara asks the question, now so what? What does it mean? Nothing. My heve, the Yotanya would learn like this. Hoi milach averoi. Dinu dvorim ainli al sadezu is two people. Ashutfis, partner in a field. And one person tells the other one now, tells his partner, I don't want to have to do with this field. Dinu dvorim ainli al sadezu, like I'm giving up my rights for this field. V'ainli esek boras, I don't want to have anything to do with it. V'yodi misalekes himenu, my hands, I'm taking my hands away from it. So the locker is, if he said any one of these three lashonos, is layom aklum, he did not say anything. Why? Because what you have to do is give it away for a present. You have to be makna, make a kinyan. And these lashonos, these ways of saying, means no kinyan. Rashi said, layom aklum, di'enkan lashon matona, there's no lashon of a maton here. That's the kasha and our Mishnah. How could you say cost of law, it helps that the wife has the right to sell a property at least? When the husband says such a loshen, such words like dinodvor mendi ben esecha should mean nothing. So the Gemara says, Amri dver Rabbi Yani answers that the case of law of Yoidarusa. Our Mishnah is talking about that the husband writes it to his wife before Nisuyin, when they're still only in Arusa, only after the Eris and only after the Kedushin. And the Savori is that when the husband marries his wife after the Kedushin, he does not have the rights yet to enjoy her property. He first gets the rights after the Nisuyin. So there's a difference. If you already have something like you're a partner, then to give it up, you have to have a lashon of a matana, you have to make a kinyan to give up what you have. You can't just say you don't want it. But over here, before the husband got the rights to use her property, if he says these words, he doesn't want it, that's good, like we'll soon explain. The Gemara says, "Kin Rav Kana," like Rav Kana says. The Yom Rav Kana, Rav Kana says that Nach Lo Habol Yodom Mi Mokim Achar, a person that gets a Yerusha from another place. Another place means not the regular Yerusha, not the regular case when a father dies that the son yashins his father. Like that's Midiraisa. That's not called Mi Mokim Achar from your works. That's automatic. Like everybody has a father. So when the father dies, the Yerusha goes down to the sons. Mimokamacha means, let's say here, when a husband went to marry your wife. So when you married her, that's called Mimokamacha. You had to do something to make this Yerusha. You had to marry her. Now when she dies, you get the Yerusha. So in such a case, the Yerusha bo, Mimokamacha means from your own actions. And Rashi explains, we're going now because it's only at the Tachanas Chachamim. It's at the count of the day, Tikkun Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin will misakin that the husband has the right to Yashin his wife. Therefore, if he's Meichel, he's allowed to be Meichel. Something that the Rabbana do for you, for your own sake, like you're allowed to say, I don't want it, don't do me no favors. So since it's only the Rabbana de Galocha, therefore you have right to say before the Rabbana give it to you, that you don't want it anymore. Like we'll soon see. So this is Rav Kana's Lashon. The Yom Rav Kana, that Nachlo Habol Yodim Mokam Achar, is Odomasna Olehar Shaloh Yerushan, a person can make it tonight, he doesn't want to get this Yerusha. Uki the Rav, it also goes like Rav's Svara. The Yomar Rav says, Hoi Mer Efshi, Bitakonas Chachamim, if somebody says, I do not want the favors, that the Chacham make me at the Koras Chacham. Sometimes, as Rashi says, Shetiknu l'toivosi v'yena toivli. The Rabbanan sometimes makes the Tekona because they think it's good for me. But if I myself say no, it's no good for me, I'm allowed to say I don't want this Tekona Chachamim. To go in Zoo, like this case, we'll soon see what the case is. Is Shoyim Loi, Rav says, yes, we listen to this person. That's Pshan, our Mishnah, also the same thing. That this is a Tekona Chachamim for the sake of the husband, that he has the right to eat the peris of his wife's property. So if he says, before he gets the rights, before Nisun, I don't want it, even though it's not a good lashon of the matana, still it's enough that the Rabbanan do not give you their takana. So now the Gemara explains, Micah going zu, what is this case that Rav set his case on? So Gemara says, Kudarav Huna, like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says over the name of Rav, Yecholi Shushet Yoma Labayla. A wife could tell a husband that any nizonis, don't feed me anymore. I'm not going to take any money from you, any food from you. Don't feed me anymore. But you should know, be any oyser, I'm not going to work for you anymore. The paycheck that I make, I'm going to keep myself. Now, the pshat is that this is a tekonas chachamim, that the chachamim wanted every wife to have what to eat. They know it's hard for her to make her own living. So they made a tekona for her sake that the husband has to support her. And therefore, they made instead of that, that now her paycheck goes to the husband. But if the isha says, the wife says, don't do me no favors, I don't want your support, I want to take care of myself, she has a right to do it. So see, at the Konas Chachomim, when they do it for your sake, if you say you don't want no favors, don't do me no favors, it's okay. You're allowed to say no to the Konas Chachomim, even though it's not a Lashon Kinyan. So Gemara asks, if that Psham Nal Mishnah, Yochi is so, Afilu Nusuyanami? So why did we just catch finished saying? Why was the first Teretzia? That Rabbi Yani had the answer we're talking about that you wrote to your wife when you're still only in Arusa, this lashon of Dinu Dvar mainly Benechsechom, even after they had Nesuyin, even after the husband has the right to schus to eat his wife's peiris, still it's only at the Konas Chachamim. So Chur, if he says now he doesn't want it, it should also be enough. So the Gemara answers, Omer Abaya says, I'll tell you Nesuya Yodo Iki Yodo. No. By Nesuya, once you make Nesuyin, then the pshat is your hand is like her hand. In other words, then your mamash have like a kinyan in the property. And once you have a kinyan, once you own it, then it applies a law. You can't just say you don't want it anymore. Once it's yours, you have to make a lashon of a kinyan, a star kinyan, to give it up. You have to be machmir to your wife. But before you make a kinyan, it's nothing, nothing's doing. In other words, that's that a wife could tell her husband, don't support me anymore. There's no kinyan over there. It's not the pshat the wife owns anything that she has to give up. It's every day, it's at the corner that the husband has to support her. So if the wife says, don't support me anymore, that's good. But here the pshat is, once they make nisuyin, the husband gets a rishus, gets like a kinyan in her property. So once he gets the kinyan, then he can't give it up anymore. Then it will apply our kashi that you have to use the lashon of a matana. That's what Rabbi Yani had to say that the Pshan now Mishnah is that you are giving up your rights before you even received a schus on the property. Before Nesuyin, the husband says, writes his wife, he doesn't want her property, he doesn't want the schus to eat the peris. So if he does this beforehand, then that's called a good silik, like you don't want what Rabbanim want to give you. Rav Omar, Rabbi says, no, the terrorist says, last kasha, why not even in Nesuyin? Rav Omar, Yodoy, Adifim Yodoy. No, his hand is even greater and even stronger than her hand. Not only are they like equal shutfis, like Abaye wanted to say, but Rav even says stronger. Rav says that his hand is even greater than her hand. Like he's the baal now, he's the owner now. The Gemara says, now, communion, the difference between these two answers are the Shemeris Yavam, in the case where her husband died and the brother is still alive, so she's a Shemeris Yavam. The question is now, are they like shutfis or not? Could the Yovam make it tonight? He doesn't want to have the schus to eat the peris of a property. If it's like a bayistam that yodah ki yodah, so he can't make it tonight anymore. But if it's like Rav, because it's yodah yadifum mi yodah, that you won't have by a shemeres yovam. By a shemeres yovam, you don't have this svara that his hand is greater than her hand yet. Right. Moses says, now we boil you. I have a question like this. On the last case, the Gemara we brought down, that if somebody, if one partner tells his other partner, I don't want to have to do with your property, with this property, it means nothing. That's not a loss and it's not a way of giving away a present. Therefore, it means nothing what you said, you still own it. But now we have a question, if you said this loss, or you even wrote it down in the shtar, you said, Ainli Esek, Ainli Esek Besadazu. But now we boil the hukonim yodoy mahu. You also made a kinyan. You took out your handkerchief like and you made a kinyan chalipin. You also made a kinyan chalipin on this ksiva that you said, like yodoy misalekes imenu. So the question is, what did you mean to do when you made this kinyan right now? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef holds that midinu dvorim konim yodoy. The handkerchief, the kinyan chalipin, now you only meant to make strong the words that you said. The words that you said, I don't want to have to do with this property, you wanted to make it strong. So therefore again, nothing is chal. Since you didn't make a new kinyan like, this kinyan does not take effect. Rav Nachman says no. I tell you, migufo shakarka konim yodoy. Since he took out his handkerchief now, like the kli, and made a kinyan chalipin, we say he meant more than just the lashon of dinu dvor mainly b'nechtecha. What he meant to say is that I'm giving you for present now my share in the property. So then it's called a good kinyan. That's Rav Nachman's verse. Since he made a ma'aseh kinyan here, is migufoy shal karka konim yodoy. And we'll soon see that's what we hold. So Amar Abaye, first Abaye says that Mistavro, the Svara goes, that Nilsa the Rav Yosef. When should I hold like Rav Yosef that says that the kinyan is no good, that he only meant to be mechazik, his lashon of yodim is lekes mimenu?